The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We continue our discussion that we started in the previous shiur, and that is that there's two distinct elements of giving the Bechor, that has Kedushas Bechor, the Bechor that's born with Kedushas. Giving that Bechor to a Kohen includes two distinct elements. One element is the Kedusha of the Bechor insofar that it has Kedusha's Karbon. It should be brought as a Karbon. In that sense, it should be given to the Kohen. What we said is not that the animal is brought and the Kohanim eat that Karbon the same way they eat Chos V'Shoik, or the same way they eat other Chalokim, Kachu Kedoshim, other Chalokim that are given only to the Kohanim, but no. The way it works is it should be given to the Kohen. There's a maton of giving it to the Kohen. And the giving to the Kohen is the giving of the carbon to the point where it's the Kohen's carbon. The Kohen brings it as a carbon. And the din of Bechor Balmum, that's Nechal B'mumoy, where it's not brought as a carbon, but it's given to Ganem. And it's their schus to eat it, B'mumam. It's their property. They have schusay momen in the carbon. Is it Tesefes on that din where the Brisa of Matnas Kuna, Chav Damas Kuna counts Bechor Tam and not Bechor Balmum, because Bechor Balmum is a Tesefis on the Din of Bechor Tam. We'll add what the Briskerov adds in Hilchas Bechoros, the Gemara in the next daf, brings the Pasuk of Absorum Yil Lechov, a Bechor Balmum, Kechazea Tnufa, like a Chaz Vishoik. Chazash Vishoik is the part of every Karb Shlom that was given to a Kohen, and the Pasuk talks about that as a Bechor Balmum. Bechor Balmum, Kechaz Vishoik, it doesn't have Kedusha. It's Pesula HaMekdashim, but it doesn't have Kedusha of having to be eaten, let's say, in Yerushalayim. It doesn't have to be eaten Toich Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad. More than that, the din of the Kohen getting the Basak Chazei HaTnufa is Nischadish when the animal is a Balmum. Even when the animal was Betumoy, when the animal was a Bukhar Tam, it should be brought as a Karma, it was also supposed to be given to the Kohen. Is the Pshat is that Fakert. It's not the Pshat that there's a Matono that the Kohen gets the flesh of the Bechor. And it happens to be, he's running interference with the din of a carbon, so he has to eat it consistent with the klolim of psulim HaMekdashim. He has to eat it properly. It has to be used only for eating, not for gizav avoid, like we discussed a few dafim ago, but faker. The din of the Bechor is kedushas carbon. The kedushas carbon also has a din that it should be given as a matana to the Kohen. If that animal it becomes a balmum, then it retains its status as a carbon, and the mele has a din of giving it to the kohen. That's all a fallout of the din of the carbon. The etzim, the existential din of bechor, that's chal when it's born, is that it's niskadish kedushas carbon of bechor. The Torah imposes a separate din called schusei hakohen matonois matnas kuna, that carbon should be given as a kohen as his prerogative, as his schus. That element exists even when it's a Bechor Balmum. Bechor Balmum has the quality of a carbon insofar as every Psulim Gdashim still has Kedusha's carbon, and Amel Deschusei Amomen still belong to the Kohen. Still has to be given to the Kohen. Because Kurov over there brings from his brother, Moshe Salavetchik Zatzal, brings from him that the Matnas Kuhuna is not only the Matnas Kuna is a separate element, like we said, it's two distinct elements. He brings an interesting raya. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta, Shittas of Yehuda is Shutvis of a Bechor. We pass in the Rabban hold that any Yad Goy Be'emtza will be Mavkir Kedushas Bechor. Anytime a Goy owns even a minute amount of the animal, Kedushas Bechor cannot be Chal. Shittas of Yehuda, the Tanya of Yehuda holds that if an animal is owned partially, even a minute amount by a goy, or even if a decent amount is owned by a goy, the bechor will be chal. It won't be chal kedushas haguf on the animal. Will not have a din of a carbon. Why? Because part of it belongs to a goy, and kedushas bechor certainly can't be chal on the property of a goy, on the behem of a goy. What will you have? You'll have that there's a separate and distinct din of Matnas Kuhuna for the Israel to give 50% of the animal, keneged the animal, to the Kohen. which is a tremendous chiddush. If kedusha is bechor insofar as kedusha is haguf, carbon, etc., is not chal on the animal, how does it chal on the animal that should be given as a matana? Obeshteido, l'chetz mavur, that is two distinct facets, elements of the bechor. There's the kedusha is haguf, which is chal on the behemoth. There's the matonois. Rabbi Yehuda clearly shows that those two are not one and the same. We happen to hold that when there's no kedushas b'chor being chal on the animal, that's mafkia b'chlal, the whole shame b'chor, and it's not a b'chor at all. So it's not a b'chor, even l'gabi the matonis. But that's the Biskarov's raya as far as this is concerned. We'll just point out something we didn't mention the previous year. When we mentioned that if the b'chor was brought without having been given to a kohen, so it would be eaten only by the kahane ha-mishmar. That's what the Yerushalmi says. On the other hand, the Rambam says that the din of the b'chor is the be'etzem, the din of the b'chor is it should be given to a kohen as a matona that he brings the carbon. In that sense, in that way, it can be given to any kohen. There's another nafkamin also. What does it mean, any kohen? There are certain things that can only be given lezichre kuna, those that are right to do avodah. There are certain things, truma and such, that can be given to any kohanim, navdavka zichre kuna, any member, even women that are kohanim. What about b'chor? If we understand that the matona, the din to give to a kohen, is a din of a matona and it's nifrat, it's separate, then the kedushas habachor, the kedushas hakarbon, which the Torah imposes, there's a separate din, the schuse moment of the kohen, then it's given to any kohen. That's the din of trumas and such. If it's only a fallout from the carbon, the kohen can only be given lezichre kohen. Let's add something else. Lefi, the way we're explaining, Bechor Tam, the regular Bechor that's born and now it's Roy Lakrovas Korban Bechor, has in it two qualities. It has the quality of a Shem Korban Eschal, as if you were Magdash a Behem as a Korban Shlam, here the Torah was Magdash it as a Kedushas Bechor. There's another din that there's a Schus Momen, a Schus Nisinas, Matnas Kuna to be given to a Kohen. So who's the owner? A Bechor is born, it's supposed to be given to a Kohen. It's like Trumas and Isis. As soon as you mafresh, even before you picked out which Kohen to give it to, it already belongs to the Kohen. The Yisrael is not the owner of the Truma. Yes, Tev said no. He can decide which Kohen he wants to give it to, but Be'etzem, existentially, it's Momen HaShevet, belongs to the Kohen. What about the animal that's beyond the Yisrael, the Bechor? Is it belong to the Yisrael? Because it wasn't yet given, or it belongs to the Kohen? Because it has Kedushas Bechor. On the one hand, in Hilchas Erichin, there's a question I learned by Rambam. Reb Chaim in his Sefer in Hilchas Erichin explains there's a din over there, Gemara Tamura. If Yisrael is Magdish Bechor Rebbe the Kabbais, Yisrael has Bechor, he's Magdish, he has Kedush already, he's Magdish to Rebbe the Kabbais. Rebbe the Kabbais is always Momen Beis Hamigdish, Momen Hegdish. So what happens to this Bechor? Any coin that's going to get it is going to have to pay Bedek HaBayis for it. The Kedusha is Chal. What do you mean the Kedusha is Chal? The animal is a carbon already. The animal is already supposed to be Bedek HaKohen. The animal doesn't belong to him. No. Shtei Tov L'Chayra. In this halacha that Yisrael still retains the ability to be Magdish HaBachor, that a Bachor Tam before being given to a Kohen belongs properly to the Yisrael, has a shame moment in Yisrael. On the other hand, the Rambam Hilchus Trumis, he is talking an interesting halacha over there. We know that only Kohanim can eat truma. Truma tmeo, one is not allowed to eat. Truma tmeo could be either burnt, used as fuel by the Kohen, or it could be fed to the behema of a Kohen. For instance, years gone by, they're not so lovedish anymore. They used to take the animals in the biblical zoo, when it was a small little hillside zoo in Yerushalayim. They would take the animals, they would give bailus of it to a kohen, and then all the truma that was separated by Tnuva, by other companies, would be gathered up in a sack, and they would feed that to the animals. It was a good way to save a few dollars. Today, the driving it from place to place, the coordination, would cost more than the animal feed itself. In any case, Bechor, Truma Tmei can be fed to an animal of a kohen. What about a Bechor? A Bechor that's born, he's sitting in the barn of the Yisrael. Yisrael is being metapel faithfully with Bechor before he gives it to the kohen. Is that animal a kohen dika, behema, and Mameli has the privilege, the great privilege of eating Truma Tmei, or no, he belongs to Yisrael? The halacha is over there that he's allowed to eat truma tmei. It's considered a behem of a kohen. What's the pshat? Didn't we just say that Yisrael could be magdashit, can give schusim in the mechor to bedek habayis? How do we reconcile those two facts? What you have to say, even though it's not so clear exactly how to say it, is that mitzad the momoin, mitzad the shem bailus, it belongs to the Yisrael. But what that bailus does in terms of kedusha belongs to the kohen. Means say you want to know who has the right, the choshen mishpat that writes to Yisrael, and that's why he can be magnish. He can only be magnish something which is yours. But you want to know, in the shame of the behemoth, does it have a shame of a behemoth, shol Yisrael, a behemoth, shol kain? It belongs to the Yisrael, but his whole ownership is in order to facilitate it being by a kain. It already has a shame of a behemoth, shol kain. It's owned by the Yisrael, but its status is that it is a kain dik, a behemoth, merely you can feed a truma. What exactly, how exactly explain that is a good question. That's l'chayro what one has to say to reconcile these two facts. Based on this discussion, I'd like to take this discussion somewhat further into the realm of truma and to discuss an akuda of truma tmeya, which is discussed over here in the sugya and daf kof zayin. Truma also has a dichotomy, also has a dual identity. Truma is in maisris. There's the Isser Shemoy, the Yeridei Shemoy, so to speak, the Isser of Azar to eat it, if it gets mixed up in a bunch of fruits, and then you need, instead of 60, you need 101 to be Mavatl. It has the regular dinim of Machol Sasus, of Isser of Kedusha Saguf. On the other hand, there's also the Schusei moment that Trumas and Mises belong to the Kohen, and so on. The din that the Kohanim have to get the Trumas that are Biyad Yisrael, by the way, the Ktsois in Simon Reish Mem Gimel and Choshe Mishpat adds that that's what the Torah calls in Pashas Kor Chelef Avodaskam. It's payment for services rendered. The Kohanim are our representatives to serve the Rabbi Hashem on our behalf in the Beis HaMikdash. They serve, they're our Poel, and Chelef Avodaskam they get Tchof Dal Matas Kuna. If that's true, the Ktsois is Mechadish HaChidish, La Halacha. He says the Halacha is that a Kohen can't be Koine, a Kotten can't be Koine something. A cotton can only be koina in certain cases where it's considered the act of the makna. One of those cases is that a cotton, let's say who babysat, or a cotton performed any service, you have to pay him like you pay any worker, that money he can be koina. Why? Because since it's the chiv of the godl who's been maknat him that imposes that hakno, so now the hakno is done mikoyach, the makna, the cotton does not need to have a koyach kinyan. That's a halacha. It's a lomdish inyan unto itself. Says the Ktsois, what about if you want to give pidyon aben to a kohen cotton? Could he be kohen in the money? Or does it sit by him and he doesn't really own it? You were mekayim your din. He says he can. Why? Because it's only wages. The din of the kahanim to get trumas and maisuris is a din of getting that which is theirs, that which they have a schus. For that you don't need a maisa kinyan. Okay, that's a chiddush of the Ktsois. That's not really our noise. What I want from this is more the issue itself that Trumas and Maisis, besides for the Kedusha, has a whole element of Momen HaShevet, of Schusei Momen, Choshe Mishpo, which has nothing to do per se with the Issa V'Hetta Shaboy. For instance, there's a Tesis Rid. Many Rishonim argue on the Tesis Rid, but the Tesis Rid says in Kedusha Naftun Tes, that even though we know chitachas poteres akriya, a person has a large silo filled with grain. So in midrash rabbanon there's a shear, you're supposed to give 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60, depending on how much of a what your level of generosity is. Midrashu chitachas poteres akriya, if he's mafish one kernel from a huge silo, 1 out of a trillion, that froshes chal the whole thing. Says the Tosfos Reed, that is only insofar as getting rid of the Issa status of Tevel. Chitachas Peter Sakri from being called Tevel. But when you mekayim the mitzvah saseh of giving truma, no. There's a shir. What's that shir? Nesina Chashuva. He brings as a raya, we learned the end of Chul, Israel Chayim Vekevah, there's a shir over there, how much he's supposed to give to a kohen? Enough to make a small beggar out of a Nesina Chashuva. That means he understands the Tosfos that the din moment, the din Issa, mamish lekorv zal zekol alayla. Let's now take that split by Trumas and Maisis and let's define something that's mavur in our sugya. The sugya in Daf Chav Zayin discusses, the sugya is about Truma, Trumas chutzlaretz. Trumas chutzlaretz is truma which is derabbanan imposed. Chiv to after trumas emaisis, they did not give it the full status of trumas emaisis. One of the nafkaminis that's discussed by us in the Gemara is misayel bebeis agronis. There's an isser midrabbanan on the kohen to be misayel bebeis agronis. If the kohen gets trumas because he's working, he's cozying up to the Yisrael, because of that the Yisrael gives him the matanis. It's not given as a simon of gedula of chelav avidaskin. It's given just for services rendered. It turns into a business understanding between the Yisrael and the kohen. That is a chil kachim before in the Rishonim. There's an isser of kohen misayeh helping out the beis agronis in the silo in the factory. That isser is both on the kohen to find favor by providing a service, and by the Yisrael paying it, catering to it, by actually giving that kohen who's a Messiah, the matonis. Trumas chutzlaretz, the Gemara is mavur by us, that there is no iser of Messiah bebeis agronis. What's the gedder advarms? Why punk this kula did Chazal not impose by Trumas chutzlaretz, amongst other kulas that are mavur in the Gemara by us? So there's a few different points here to point out. The goin in Yeridea, Simeshin Heis of Kotin Yud Beis, is medayik in the Rambam that there is no issur of Koyin Meseyah Bebeis Agronois Legabe Pidyin Aben. Trumas, Maisus, these type of the Trumas, any Matas Kuna which has Kedusha, over there there's an issur, there's a Chil Kotchim involved in turning the relationship of Nesinas, Matas Kuna, into a business relationship. That does not exist by Pidyin Aben. Why? There's a shayla of a Gemara in Kedusha Navhei, which says that if one gives matana manas lahachse, which is not a real matana, it's a quasi, it's a matana you mekayim, legally a matana, but it's not really, you're not really giving him anything. So matana manas lahachse would not be a problem by Pidyon HaBen, would only be a problem by Trumas HaMaisis. That's the way he reads the Gemara in Kedusha Navhei. The Goyin says, by Pidyon HaBen you don't have that din. What's the pshat? Pshat is because Trumas HaMaisis, there's an element of Kedusha in the thing itself, in the Dover Hanosin, the chefetz that's given over, you give the kohen matonis. In that chefetz is a dover kodesh. To treat that as just a object of business is a chil of the thing itself. Even though it's mavur in the Gemara, like I'm Zorei L'chaim Bekeva, and Zorei L'chaim Bekeva do not have kedushas aguf, but still Zorei L'chaim Bekeva are given to the kohen that should be eaten specifically as matonis from the Yisrael, should be eaten lamoshcha, should be eaten in the sense of gedula. It's a chil of that which is given to the kohen. It's a violation of the status of the object when it's treated as a business article and not as a nesina for kedushas kohuna. Mashenke pidyon haben, there's a din that the kahanim have a schus to get the momen, but all that's been given over is momen. Money that's given over for pidyon haben doesn't have an inherent kedusha. Some kahanim save the coins they're given by a pidyon haben. That's a sentimental thing, but be'etzem, all it is five slum. All it is just money. It's a choyves moment to the coin, which is an important point. Legabe Av Masechta, we'll discuss it in future shiur. How do we look at Pidyon HaBen? Do we look at it just as a monetary transaction of being paid to the Bechor, of giving the matonis to the coin, or is there of being paid to the Yisrael, or do we look at it as more than that? Says the Goyin that because it's Al-Kabana, what you're handing over is Mammon, there's no Chefetz over here, which carries in it any type of Kedusha. Over there, there's no Chil of Bebeis Agronis. Based on that, we can understand the point to make Legabe Trumas Chutzlaretz. What is Trumas Chutzlaretz? Trumas Chutzlaretz means that they imposed a status, a personal status, of Kedusha on the Truma. It would seem, or at least we could suggest, that they weren't mechayiv misofik. It's not a monetary halacha. It's not a schus a koyin the halacha. The koyin has no schusim. There's no matonis to a koyin in chutzlaretz and truma. Certain types of chutzlaretz, they wanted to impose on the produce a status, and it's a vehetta status of truma, in order that it should be a zecher for hilchus truma. If that's true. Then it makes sense that there is no Isser of Koyim Seyah Beis Agronis. Because Koyim Seyah Beis Agronis. Sorry, it makes sense that you have the regular Isser of Misayeh Beis Agronis. Why? Because that's what Chazal imposed. Trumas Chutzlaretz has the status, the Kedushas HaGuf of Trumas. So it has the din of Sam Besagronis. Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef in Yerudei, Shinchov Gimel points out that the Torah and Rashi seem to argue with the Rambam on this point, and they hold that the din of Maseya Beis Agronis is only legabe the kula of Maseya Beis Agronis is legabe the bailim, and not on the issue of the coin to be Maseya. The Rambam, they say, is not mechalik. What would seem to come out is that according to the Torah and Rashi, there's a distinction between the issue of the coin and the issue of the bailim. What's the difference? The Kohen who gets matonos because he's working in a business capacity for the Yisrael, when he takes matonos in that sense, in a business sense, he's mechal the kedusha of the matonos themselves. That's a chil of the kedusha inherent in the produce. The Yisrael, when he gives it, is not violating the status of the matono. What he's doing is, there's something lacking in his nesina. The nesina, like we said, is a din in Schuse Moment. That din is not imposed by Trumas Chutzlaretz. Again, Trumas Chutzlaretz has the personal status of Kedushas Aguf of the Matonis. It does not have the din Schuse Moment that the Kohen has. That Chazal didn't impose in Chutzlaretz. So, Memel, the din of the Bailim, not to give the Kohen who's helping him out, who he has a business relationship with, that's based on his Nesina having to be a full-hearted, full-bodied Nesina. And when he gives it as a business arrangement, he's not giving a full Nesina of Kohuna. So that he would not be in violation of. Masha Enkin, the Kohen taking it, is a violation. The Kohen uses it as payment for a business deal, for use it as payment for services rendered. It's Mechal the Kedusha of the thing itself. That's true even by Trumas Chutz Laretz. The Rambam does not seem to be Mechalik between the two. Similar to what we said by Pidyon HaBen, that the whole din of Maseya Beis HaKrones is not a din in the Nesina, it's not a din in the moment, it's only a din in the Chil of the Kodesh, which is why by Pidyon HaBen doesn't exist. Pidyon HaBen is only a din moment of Matnas Kuhn, Schuse Kuhuna of Pidyon HaBen, but not, there's no din of Kedusha in the money itself. Well, there wouldn't be, over there, there wouldn't be an Issa Maseya Beis HaKrones. Over here as well, there would be an Issa of Maseya Beis HaKrones, because you Mechal the Kedusha of the bukhar that's given over, of the trumas bukhar, whatever it is that's given over. We'll just add one more point. We're talking about trumas chutzlaretz, and the trumas chutzlaretz we're defining as saying that inherently it has kedusha mitzad kedusha saguf. It does not have the din momoin of regular trumas. And ma'isis, this is the chayot varm for roshim. The shittim kubetz is by us and dav chov zayin ois yud, as well as the Trumas Rajma, say an interesting nafkamina between Trumas Tmeya and Trumas Chutzlaretz and Trumas Eretz Yisrael. Trumas Eretz Yisrael becomes bottle, like we said, when it falls into a huge teruvus of 101 times. It's mevatel the Truma, but the halacha is you're supposed to skim off a certain amount al kaponim that there should be a hefsit to the kahana. That din does not exist by Trumas Chutzlaretz, and the reason for that is clear, if you've always said. Because be'etzim etzad isiv ahetu, there is a bittel. What doesn't happen is the hefsid moment akoyim. There is no din moment koyim legabe trumas chutzlaretz. It's a din of kedusha zaguf, which is imposed on the truma, which is separate in chutzlaretz. But the din of moment koyim, moment hashev, it's chusei nesina, that was not imposed on trumas chutzlaretz. So well, there's no halacha to take off that amount out the hefsid of the kahan.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.